Is it turned on?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Okay, who am I?
Wow, it's great to be here.
Det är dejligt att vara här.
You are here by divine appointment.
Jeg er her ved en åndelig aftale.
I'll wait till you get that adjusted.
Okay.
First, I want to thank Karen for that anointed worship.
Først vil jeg gerne lige sige tak til Karen for den meget velsignede lovsang.
It keeps getting gooder and gooder.
Det bliver godere og godere.
It really does.
Det gør det virkelig.
Amazing.
Fantastisk.
So, anyway, well, I know God has something special for each one of us.
Jeg ved at Gud han har noget helt specielt til hver eneste en som er her i dag.
And I love doing like today on Saturday.
Jeg kan godt lide de her lørdage som vi har.
Because only the ones that are really hungry for more are here.
Fordi kun dem som er sultne efter mere, de er her i dag på en lørdag.
So my prayer is that God will fill you up to overflowing today.
Så min bøn er at Gud han vil fylde det op så det flyder over i jer her i dag.
So that you can become all God created you to be.
Så I kan blive alt det som Gud har skabt jer til at være.
You know God has a special plan for your life.
Gud han har en speciel plan for dit liv.
And nobody can fill it except you.
Og der er ikke andre der kan udfylde den rolle end dig.
You are the only one in the whole world that can do what God has called you to do.
Du er den eneste i hele verden som kan gøre det som Gud har kaldet dig til at gøre.
So, let's turn to Psalm 139.
Så lad os slå op på Salme 139.
Psalm 139.
Salme 139.
Verse beginning in verse 13 through 16.
13 til 16. Salme 139, 13 til 16.
Go ahead.
Ja. Jeg læser det her fra hverdagsdansk. Du har skabt mig som den jeg er. Du formede mig i min mors mave. Tak Gud, at du skabte mig så forunderligt. Dit skaberværk er fantastisk. Du så på mig, da jeg blev dannet i det skjulte, da jeg langsomt voksede i livmoderens mørke. Mens jeg endnu var et foster, så du mig. Mine livsdage var lagt fast og skrevet ned i din bog, længe før jeg så dagens lys.
In verse 14,
vers 14,
David said,
siger David,
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Siger han, jeg er skabt til helt fantastisk vis.
You are wonderfully made also.
Du er også skabt på fantastisk eller
God has a purpose and a destiny for you just like David.
Han har en mening og en plan for dit liv ligesom han havde for Davids.
Just as David's name was written in the book of life.
Ligesom Davids navn var skrevet i livets bog.
So are you.
Så er dit navn også.
Every one of you.
Hver eneste en af jer.
And we go through seasons of life that prepare us for all God has for us.
Og vi går igennem forskellige tider i vores liv hvor vi bliver forberedt på det Gud han har til os.
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
Jeremias 1:5.
The Amplified Bible in English.
Så siger den her amplified oversættelse på engelsk.
Says it this way.
Siger den på den her måde.
God speaking to Jeremiah.
Så hvor Gud han taler til Jeremias.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Før jeg dannede dig i din mors liv, så havde jeg planer for dig.
And I approved of you.
Og jeg syntes godt om dig.
God approves of you.
Han har også synes også godt om dig og godkendt dig.
Whether anybody else does or not.
Uanset om der er andre der gør det eller har gjort det.
God approves of you whether you approve of yourself
Gud,
or not.
Han synes om dig eller godkender dig uanset om du selv gør det eller ej.
We are all wonderfully made.
Vi er alle sammen forunderligt skabt.
And approved by God.
Og planlagt og udvalgt godkendt af Gud.
You can be all God created you to be.
Du kan blive alt det eller være alt det som Gud har udvalgt og skabt dig til at være.
Now, I was born at a very early age.
Jeg blev født i en meget ung alder.
anyway. I was born in a Christian family.
Jeg er født i en kristen familie.
They went to church every time the doors were open.
De var i kirke lige så snart dørene var åbne.
And they took me with them.
Og de tog mig med.
It wasn't until I was about 14 years old.
Det var ikke før jeg var 14 år gammel cirka.
That I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
At jeg modtog Herren Jesus som min frelser.
Now, the reason that I waited so long.
Årsagen til at jeg ventede så længe.
Was because I was afraid I would have to be a missionary to Africa.
Så fordi jeg var bange for at jeg skulle sendes til Afrika som missionær.
And I didn't want to do that.
Og det havde jeg ikke lyst til.
Because we would have missionaries come to our church.
Fordi vi havde missionærer som kom til vores kirke.
And back then they would show these old black and white slides.
Og så viste de her gamle sort-hvide billeder.
Of them sitting in the dirt and eating bugs.
Og hvor de sad i mudderet og spiste insekter.
And so I didn't want to do that.
Det har jeg ikke lyst til.
But one night we had a visiting pastor.
En dag havde vi en præst på besøg.
And he explained God's plan of salvation in a fresh new way.
Og han forklarede Guds plan for frelse på en frisk og ny måde.
I didn't respond that night in church.
Jeg besvarede ikke med kaldet den aften i kirken.
But after I got home,
men da jeg kom hjem,
in my own room,
på mit eget værelse,
I yielded my life to Jesus.
Overgav mit liv til Jesus.
And I said, God, I am serious.
Så sagde Gud, jeg er seriøs.
I will even be a missionary to Africa if that's what you
jeg
want.
Jeg vil endda være missionær i Afrika, hvis det er det du kalder mig til.
It was total surrender.
Det var total overgivelse.
And I said, Jesus, come into my life.
Jeg sagde, Jesus, kom ind i mit liv.
And be my Lord and
og
Savior.
Og vær min herre og frelser.
Well, that room became electric with the presence of God.
Det rummet blev værelset blev helt elektrisk med Guds nærvær.
It was like bright lights went on all over the room.
Det var som om der var kraftigt lys i hele værelset.
I'll never forget that night.
Jeg glemmer aldrig den aften.
And the experience that I had.
Og den oplevelse jeg havde.
But let's rewind a little bit.
Lad os lige spole lidt tilbage.
When I was about 8 years old.
Da jeg var omkring 8 år gammel.
I had a vision of preaching to thousands of people.
Så havde jeg et syn om at jeg skulle tale til tusinder af mennesker.
And I totally rejected it.
Og jeg forkastede det.
Because I said I can't do that.
Så
that's not me.
Det er ikke mig, det kan jeg ikke gøre.
See, I didn't make good grades in school.
Jeg fik ikke gode karakterer i skolen.
I'm an introvert.
Jeg er sådan indadvendt.
I'm not that articulate.
Jeg er ikke sådan veltalende.
And so I totally rejected it, saying I can't do that.
Ja, fordi så jeg forkastede det fuldstændig og sagde det kan jeg ikke gøre.
Well, I kept having that dream and that vision to reoccur every couple of years.
Hver andet år eller sådan noget, der blev jeg bare ved med at have den her drøm eller det syn.
And every time I totally rejected it.
Og hver eneste gang så forkastede jeg det fuldstændig.
I said, I can't do that.
Det kan jeg ikke gøre.
Well, God obviously had other plans.
Gud han havde tilsyneladende helt andre planer.
See, I was baptized when I was 7 years old.
Jeg blev døbt da jeg var 7 år gammel.
And all I did was get wet.
Og det eneste der skete der var at jeg blev våd.
Because the church that I went to, that was the thing you did.
Fordi den kirke jeg kom i, der var det ligesom det man gjorde som barn.
But I was baptized again after my salvation.
Men jeg blev også døbt igen efter jeg blev frelst.
And that took. that worked.
Og det fungerede.
When I graduated from high school, I went to college.
Da jeg var færdig med gymnasiet, så tog jeg på universitetet.
In my third year in college.
Og på mit tredje år.
I went 5 years.
Jeg var der stadig 5 år.
My third year in college.
Mit tredje år på universitetet.
Two other students and I went to California.
Så var der to studerende og jeg, som tog til Californien i løbet af sommeren i sommerpausen.
To Campus Crusade for Christ.
Til den her sådan Campus Crusade, altså et korstog for Kristus.
They had a training seminar.
De havde sådan en træningsseminar.
We came back to the college campus.
Vi kom tilbage til universitetet.
And as students, we established the Campus Crusade for Christ ministry on the campus.
Og vi oprettede altså sådan et korstogs tjeneste her på vores universitet.
We didn't have any full-time staff or full-time ministers.
Vi havde ikke nogen fuldtidsansatte eller noget.
Just students.
Vi var bare studerende.
Within 6 months, we had over 300 kids coming out for our weekly meeting.
Og i løbet af nogle få måneder, så havde vi 300 unge mennesker, som kom til vores møder.
We averaged close to 40 people meeting on the library steps for prayer.
Vi mødes i gennemsnit 40 mennesker sådan på trappen op til biblioteket for at bede.
Once a week at 7 o'clock in the morning.
En gang om ugen klokken 7 om morgenen.
God was pouring out His Spirit.
Gud han udøste af sin ånd.
I loved every minute of it.
Jeg elskede hver eneste minut af det.
When I graduated from college, I went on staff with Campus Crusade.
Da jeg så blev færdig på universitetet, så blev jeg ansat i det her korstogs.
I lived in the Atlanta
kampagne.
Area.
Sorry.
Lived in Atlanta.
Jeg levede i Atlanta.
And I was assigned all of Georgia and South Carolina, two big states.
Så jeg blev ligesom tildelt ansvaret for Georgia og South Carolina, to store stater.
So I traveled to the college campuses all over both states.
Så jeg rejste rundt til de forskellige universiteter i de her to stater.
And then they asked me to be the assistant director.
Og så blev jeg bedt om at være vicedirektør.
Of the largest outreach that Campus Crusade for Christ had.
På den største kampagne som de havde i den her
It was called Operation Sunshine.
Det blev kaldt Operation Solskin.
And it was held in at spring break for the college students.
Og det blev ligesom holdt når det var sådan at der var pause fra universitetet.
In Daytona Beach, Florida.
I Daytona Beach i Florida.
The next year I became director of the whole thing.
Og året efter blev jeg så chef eller direktør for det hele.
We had, of course, thousands of college students from all over the United States came there.
Der var tusindvis af universitetsstuderende fra hele USA, som kom og deltog.
And we had hundreds of Christians coming from all the different campuses to do an outreach.
Og vi var hundredvis af kristne fra de forskellige universiteter, som kom og deltog i den her kampagne.
Literally thousands of college students came to the Lord.
Og i bogstaveligt talt så var det tusindvis af studerende som mødte Jesus.
It was absolutely amazing to see what God was doing.
Det var helt fantastisk at se hvad Gud han gjorde.
Through a series of events I decided to leave Campus Crusade for Christ.
På baggrund af en masse hændelser og noget, så forlod jeg, besluttede mig for at forlade det her Campus Crusade.
With several other leaders.
Sammen med en del andre ledere.
Because we started our own organization.
For vi startede vores egen organisation.
Called Acts 29 Fellowship.
Som blev kaldt Apostlenes Gerninger 29 fællesskabet.
Now, there's 28 chapters in the book of Acts.
Der er kun 28 kapitler i Apostlenes Gerninger.
We were going to be the 29th.
Vi skulle være det 29. kapitel.
But we didn't have a clue about anything in the book of Acts.
Men vi anede ikke noget om hvad der skete i Apostlenes Gerninger.
We just knew there was more.
Vi vidste bare der var mere.
But we didn't know what we were looking for.
Vi vidste bare ikke hvad vi kiggede efter.
So, one day I was sitting in my room.
En dag jeg sad i mit værelse.
I started reading through the book of Acts.
Så begyndte jeg at læse i Apostlenes Gerninger.
I was amazed at what I was reading.
Jeg blev forbløffet over det jeg læste.
I was angry.
Jeg var også vred.
And I slammed my Bible shut.
Og jeg smækkede Bibelen i.
And I said, God, if I have experienced all there is to the Christian life.
Og jeg sagde til Gud, hvis jeg har oplevet alt hvad der er at opleve som kristen.
You can take me home right now.
Så kan du bare tage mig hjem nu.
Because I knew that Jesus was the same yesterday, today and forever.
Og jeg vidste at Jesus var den samme i går, i dag og til evig tid.
That he doesn't change.
Han forandrer sig ikke.
The word of God is just as relevant today as the day that it was written.
Det er lige så relevant Guds ord i dag som det var da det blev skrevet.
So, I was struggling.
Så jeg kæmpede.
And I was torn.
Og jeg var delt.
And I decided to check out any place that the Spirit of God was moving.
Og jeg besluttede at nu vil jeg kigge på hvad der de steder hvor Herrens ånd bevægede sig.
Well, all of it was totally new to me.
Alt sammen var meget nyt for mig.
I really struggled.
Jeg kæmpede virkelig.
Because I saw and heard things that I was taught against.
Fordi jeg så og oplevede ting som jeg egentlig i min barndom havde lært var forkerte.
In fact, the church that I was raised in taught against everything I'm doing today.
Faktisk så den kirke som jeg voksede op i, de lærte at være modstander af det jeg står for i dag.
It wasn't until I started searching out the Bible.
Det var først da jeg begyndte at gennemsøge Bibelen.
And believing the Bible.
Og tro på Bibelen.
And starting to act as though it's true.
Og begyndte at handle som om det var sandt.
And then I began to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Og så begyndte jeg at opleve Guds eller Helligåndens fylde.
I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Jeg modtog Helligåndens dåb.
I began to speak in other tongues.
Jeg begyndte at tale i andre tunger.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit began to be operative in my life.
Åndens gaver begyndte at være aktive i mit liv.
Everything changed.
Alt forandredes.
The Bible, the Word of God, came alive to me.
Bibelen, Guds ord, begyndte at komme til live for mig.
I didn't want to stop reading it.
Jeg ønskede ikke at stoppe med at læse.
Because it was ministering to my spirit.
Fordi det betjente min ånd.
It wasn't a matter of just reading it, and when I finished reading, I didn't have any idea what I just read.
Det var ikke bare et spørgsmål om at læse, og når jeg så har læst, så har jeg ikke nogen anelse om, hvad jeg har læst.
But all of a sudden, it was alive to me.
Men pludselig kom det til live for mig.
I became acutely aware of spiritual warfare.
Jeg blev meget opmærksom på åndelig krigsførsel.
I had a strong desire to serve God with everything.
Jeg havde en stærk længsel efter at tjene Gud med alt jeg havde.
Whether anybody else did or not.
Uanset om andre gjorde det samme.
I was going to do it.
Så ville jeg gøre det.
Well, then over the next 30 years.
Over de næste 30 år.
I planted 5 churches from scratch.
5 kirker fra bunden af.
And God blessed.
Og Gud velsignede det.
And amazing things happened.
Og forunderlige ting skete.
See, I went into a different season of life.
Jeg gik ind i en anden tid i mit liv.
A different season of ministry.
En anden tid i min tjeneste.
And it was powerfully anointed by God.
Og det var kraftfuldt salvet af Gud.
But by the fourth church plant.
Men ved den fjerde kirkeplantning.
I got burnt out.
Så blev jeg udbrændt.
Because I was striving through the arm of the flesh to make things happen.
Fordi jeg stred i mit kød for at få tingene til at ske.
And I got so tired on the inside.
Og jeg blev så træt indvendig.
And though outwardly things looked good.
Så selvom udadtil så virkede tingene fine.
And the church was growing.
Og kirken voksede.
But I was a total fake.
Jeg var totalt falsk.
I would get there and I would smile and I put on the plastic, you know.
Jeg ville stå op og have smilet på.
But I was dead on the inside.
Men jeg var død indeni.
Talking about a wilderness experience.
Hvis vi taler om at gå i ørken.
I decided to take a 6-month sabbatical.
Så besluttede jeg for at tage en pause i 6 måneder.
That 6-month sabbatical lasted for 3.5 years.
De 6 måneder, de varede faktisk 3.5 år.
I became a stockbroker.
Jeg blev børshandler.
I was mad at God.
Jeg var vred på Gud.
I felt like God never called me to the ministry.
Jeg følte at Gud aldrig havde kaldt mig til tjeneste.
I believed that I wasted the very best years of my life.
Jeg mente at jeg havde spildt de allerbedste år af mit liv.
I stopped reading the Bible.
Jeg stoppede med at læse Bibelen.
I stopped praying.
Jeg stoppede med at bede.
Did not want to go to church.
Jeg ønskede ikke at gå i kirke.
The only reason we went to church was for our children.
Det var kun på grund af vores børn at vi gik i kirke.
Because we said, well, they need to go.
De har brug for at gå.
I was as far away from God as I could possibly get.
Jeg var så langt fra Gud som jeg overhovedet kunne være.
One day at work,
I was
reading my new Bible.
Så læste jeg i min nye bibel.
The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal som er
That's a financial publication.
Det er sådan et finansielt tidsskrift.
I read that every day.
Jeg læste den hver eneste dag.
One day, the subtitle of one of the articles.
En dag var underoverskriften til en af artiklerne.
Jumped off the page.
Den ligesom sprang ud.
It said, "The time to change is before you have to."
Tiden til at skifte er før du er nødt til at skifte.
The time to change
Tiden til at skifte
is before you have to.
Er at gøre det før du er tvunget
you know,
til det.
Too often we wait until it's extremely difficult to make any changes.
Ofte så venter vi indtil det er meget meget svært at lave nogle forandringer.
I knew God was speaking to me through that.
Jeg vidste at Gud talte til mig gennem den her overskrift.
I first wanted to ignore it.
Først så ønskede jeg at ignorere det.
But I knew it was true.
Men jeg vidste at det var sandt.
And I thought, well, do I want to be a stockbroker the rest of my life?
Så jeg spurgte mig selv, ønsker jeg at være børshandler resten af mit liv?
The answer was no.
Svaret var nej.
I was not finding personal fulfillment in it.
Jeg fandt ikke personlig tilfredsstillelse i det.
Even though I was making more money than I had ever made in my life.
Selvom jeg tjente flere penge end jeg nogensinde tidligere havde gjort i mit liv.
There was a void deep down on the inside.
Så var der et tomrum inde i mig, dybt inde i mig.
Did I want to go back in the ministry?
Jeg vil gerne tilbage til tjenesten.
No!
Nej.
I wanted to stay as far away as I could possibly get.
Jeg ønskede at blive så langt væk som jeg overhovedet kunne.
But the time to change,
men tiden til at skifte,
is before you have to.
Det er at gøre det før du er nødt til at gøre det.
So I made the decision.
Så jeg tog beslutningen.
That I was going to resign as stockbroker.
At jeg sagde mit job op som børshandler.
Which I did.
Og det gjorde jeg.
With nothing to do.
Og jeg havde ikke andet i reserve.
Nothing.
Intet.
No plan.
Ingen plan.
Nothing.
Intet.
And during that dry season.
Og igennem den her meget tørre tid.
Slowly I began to pray again.
Så begyndte jeg at bede igen.
And then I found myself desiring to read the Bible.
Så havde jeg pludselig en tid hvor jeg havde lyst til at læse Bibelen.
But I would only do it when nobody was looking.
Men jeg gjorde det kun når der ikke var nogen der så.
And slowly.
Og langsomt.
I began to be restored.
Så blev jeg gendannet.
Out of that wilderness season.
Ud af den her tid i ørken.
To do the will of God again.
Til at gøre Guds vilje igen.
From a fresh new perspective.
Fra et frisk nyt perspektiv.
You see, God confirmed to me that he did call me to the ministry.
Fordi Gud han bekræftede at han faktisk havde kaldet mig til tjeneste.
And that he had a place for me.
Og han havde en plads til mig.
And that I would go and plant the fifth church.
Og jeg skulle plante den femte kirke.
But that fifth church had to be different.
Men den skulle være anderledes den her femte kirke.
Because I was a master at controlling and manipulating.
Fordi jeg var en mester i at kontrollere og manipulere.
That's why I burn out.
Det er derfor jeg udbrændte.
And God showed me that I cannot continue that way at all.
Og Gud han viste mig at det kunne ikke fortsætte på den måde.
That I have to learn to trust him.
Jeg må lære at stole på ham.
And yield to him the whole church.
Og overgive hele kirken til ham.
You know, the hardest part of being a pastor.
Det sværeste ved at være præst.
And I know Anders can agree with this.
Og det ved jeg Anders kan være enig med mig i.
Is to learn to stay out of God's way.
Det er at ligesom at lære og lade være med at stå i vejen for Gud.
And to let God do what he wants to do.
Og lade Gud gøre det han vil gøre.
I was a master at quenching the Holy Spirit.
Jeg var en mester i at ligesom at kvæle ånden.
But now it had to be different.
Men nu skulle det være anderledes.
And so it was different. We started out totally differently.
Så og det var anderledes. Vi startede op på en helt anden måde.
But slowly we began to fall back into the old routine.
Men langsomt faldt vi ligesom tilbage i de gamle rutiner.
Which was not pleasing to God.
Og det var ikke Gud velbehageligt.
And shortly after that was when I first met Anders. That was in 1997.
Og kort
right?
tid derefter, det var første gang jeg mødte Anders.
I don't know what your first impression of the church was.
Jeg ved ikke hvad din første opfattelse af kirken det var.
You know, whatever it is, it's whatever we were going through at that time.
Men end det er så det vi gik igennem på det tidspunkt.
But it was during that time that a friend of mine, a pastor of another vineyard up in Tennessee.
Og det var, men det var omkring det tidspunkt en ven af mig, en præst i en anden vineyardkirke op i Tennessee.
Came to stay with us for a couple of days.
Han var hos os nogle dage.
And he started telling me about Randy Clark taking teams to Brazil.
Han fortalte mig om hvordan Randy Clark han tog nogle teams med til Brasilien.
And he went on that very first trip that Randy took.
Og han var afsted på den allerførste tur som Randy han tog.
Which was just a few months earlier.
Det var bare nogle få måneder tidligere.
And he said, "You need to go with Randy."
Og han sagde, du skal tage med.
And I thought, "No, I don't need to go."
Og jeg tænkte, nej, det har jeg ikke brug for.
I don't have to go there.
Jeg har ikke brug for at tage derhen.
Because God can do the same thing here. I don't have to go there.
For Gud kan gøre det samme her. Jeg behøver ikke at tage derover.
There was only one problem.
Der var bare et problem.
God wasn't doing that here.
Men Gud han gjorde ikke det her.
So I finally made the decision, well, I'm going to go.
Så jeg tog endelig beslutningen. Okay, jeg tager afsted.
Because I was tired of telling other people's stories.
Fordi jeg var træt af at fortælle andre menneskers historier.
I wanted my own.
Jeg ønskede mine egne.
So I went with Randy.
Jeg tog afsted med Randy.
And I decided that this was a one-time trip. I would never go back.
Jeg sagde til mig selv, det her det er en gang jeg gør det, så gør jeg ikke det igen.
I just wanted to see firsthand the miracles, the signs, the wonders and the salvation.
Jeg vil gerne bare have det her førstehånds indtrykket af de her mirakler, de her tegn, den her folk der kom til frelse.
Well, we were there for maybe 3 or 4 days.
Vi var der 3-4 dage.
And God broke my heart for the Brazilian people.
Og Gud han brudte mit hjerte for det brasilianske folk.
The last trip there was my 29th trip.
Og den sidste her var min 29. rejse.
I've been all over Brazil.
Jeg har været over hele Brasilien.
And seen God do amazing things.
Og se Gud gøre fantastiske ting.
Well, it began to change the church.
Det begyndte at forandre kirken.
As others went with me from the church.
Fordi andre fra kirken tog med mig.
Just like a bunch of you went to Colombia with
ligesom
us.
Nogle stykker jeg tog til Colombia med os.
A year and a half ago.
For cirka 1.5 år siden.
By the way, we're going back in January, the end of January.
Vi tager faktisk afsted igen til januar.
And we'd love for you to go with
og
us.
Og I må meget gerne tage med, hvis jeg har lyst.
All you have to do is be able to speak a little English.
Det eneste du skal er at kunne tale en lille smule engelsk.
That's all.
Det er det hele.
So, you see the miracles firsthand.
Så kommer du til at se miraklerne på med egne øjne.
You lay hands on the sick and they recover.
Så kommer du til at lægge hænderne på de syge og de vil blive raske.
You do it.
Det er dig.
You don't go as a spectator.
Du kommer ikke med som tilskuer.
You go as a participant.
Du kommer med som deltager.
You say, well, I've never done anything
du
like
siger,
that.
Du siger, det har jeg aldrig gjort i hele mit liv.
That doesn't matter.
Det er lige meget.
We've had a lot of people go with us for the very first time.
Vi har mange som bare tager med os aller første gang.
This one man had never prayed for anybody.
Der var en mand som aldrig havde bedt for nogen overhovedet.
For anything.
Eller noget.
And he went to a mainline denominational church in the United States.
Og han kom til sådan en af de her større, man kan næsten sige statskirker.
He went through the training.
Han gik igennem træning.
The first night our team lined up across the front.
Og den første aften så stillede vores team sig op her op foran.
And he was scared.
Og han var bange.
Because he had to pray for people.
Fordi nu skulle han til at bede for folk.
So, as he stood there, he said, "Oh God, send somebody easy."
Han sagde, Gud send en der er let.
He opened his eyes and it was a lady with her daughter about, I don't know, 12, 14 years old.
Og der stod en kvinde for ham med hendes datter på måske 12, 14 år gammel.
The mother said the daughter was born deaf.
Og moren siger, at datteren her er født døv.
She had never heard and never spoke.
Hun har aldrig hørt, hun har aldrig talt.
The guy just, all the blood drained out of him.
Alt blodet forsvandt fra hans krop her.
And he said, God.
Han sagde, Gud.
I said easy.
Jeg sagde let.
And God said.
Og Gud sagde.
That is easy.
Det er let.
See, we have a totally different perspective about the power of God.
Vi har et helt andet perspektiv når det kommer til Guds kraft.
Well, anyway, he prayed for the girl.
Han bad for pigen.
Her ears popped open, she could hear everything.
Hendes ører blev åbne og hun kunne høre alt.
And she began to speak for the first time in her life.
Hun begyndte at tale for første gang i hendes liv.
Now, was Jim with us on that trip?
Var Jim med os på den tur I var afsted?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you all met him.
I har mødt ham.
Yeah. Well, he's been with us now for, I don't know, at least a dozen, 12 trips.
Han har mindst været afsted med os 12 gange.
And seen God do all kinds of wonderful miracles.
Alle mulige fantastiske mirakler.
So, don't use that as an excuse.
Brug det ikke som en undskyldning.
To say, well, yeah, I can't do that.
Nej, jeg kan ikke gøre det. Det er ikke.
No, you can.
Det kan du.
You can.
Du kan du.
And it can be a life changer.
Og det kan være en livsforvandling
right?
I dit liv.
Finn, is that right?
Finn, er det rigtigt?
Can it literally change your life?
Kan det faktisk forandre dit liv?
Yes, absolutely.
Ja, det kan det.
So, anyway. And people say, well, it's not safe in Colombia.
Folk de siger, det er ikke sikkert at være i Colombia.
Yes, it is.
Ja, det er det.
It is now.
Det er det nu.
When I first started going there, it wasn't.
Da jeg startede med at tage derned, der var det ikke sikkert.
But the whole country is being transformed by the power of God.
Men hele landet bliver forvandlet af Guds kraft.
Bob Jones, the prophet, he died about 3.5 years ago.
Bob Jones, som profet, som døde for 3.5 år siden.
He was a real good friend of mine.
Han var en meget god ven.
And about 4 years before he died,
omkring 4 år før han døde,
he began to say, that he believes Colombia will be the first nation in South America to come to the Lord in one day.
Han vil sige, at det er den første nation, som kommer til i Sydamerika, som kommer til Herren på en dag.
So we're sowing into that.
Så det sår vi ind i.
Actually, I just came back from Colombia about 3 weeks ago.
Jeg kom faktisk lige tilbage fra Colombia for 3 uger siden.
That was my 31st trip.
Det var min 31. tur til Colombia.
Again, been all over the country.
Jeg har været over hele landet.
God is pouring out his spirit.
Gud han udøser sin ånd.
The miracles, the signs and the wonders are abounding.
Miraklerne og underne og tegnene, de er overvældende.
So many people give their lives
to Jesus. Der er så mange mennesker, der giver deres liv til Jesus.
Well, it's not just happening there.
Det sker ikke bare der.
Because you can go there, be exposed to it, see the power of God.
For du kan komme der og blive udsat for det og se Guds kraft.
And your faith goes through the roof.
Og din tro, den vokser op igennem loftet.
And then you come back here.
Og så kommer du tilbage her.
With that same desire.
Med den samme længsel.
To see God do here what he's doing there in
Colombia. Til at se Gud gøre det samme her, som han gør i Colombia.
And all of a sudden.
Og pludselig.
As you're faithful to him.
Når du er trofast mod ham.
And you take those opportunities that he gives you.
Og du giver de anledninger, som han giver dig.
Everything begins to change.
Så begynder alt at forandres.
I think Ors is very strategic in God's plan.
Jeg tror Ors er strategisk for Guds plan.
And I think God wants to use you all as a catalyst.
Og jeg vil gerne bruge alle jer som katalysator.
For all of Denmark.
For hele Danmark.
It can happen right here.
Det kan ske lige her.
Right here.
Lige her.
Whether anybody else does or doesn't do.
Uanset hvad andre gør eller ikke gør.
It can happen right here.
Så kan det ske lige her.
And it will happen.
Og det
here.
Vil ske.
Well. On my third trip to Brazil.
På min tredje tur til Brasilien.
I had those experiences that I talk about. Well, that in open my eyes, Lord. Here, let me have that one of those.
Der har jeg de oplevelser på min tredje tur, som jeg beskriver i den bog, jeg har skrevet.
This book.
Den her bog.
If you haven't read it, I encourage you to get
it.
There's only 3 copies left.
Er der kun 3 kopier tilbage?
But I had a real encounter with the Lord.
Du gør reklame for det senere. Ja, Anders gør reklame for det senere. He'll advertise this later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I had a real encounter with the Lord.
Jeg havde et stærkt møde med Herren.
I had an out-of-body experience.
Jeg havde sådan en ud af kroppen oplevelse.
God took me into his presence.
Gud han tog mig op i sit nærvær.
He opened my spiritual eyes.
Han åbnede mine åndelige øjne.
To see him.
Se ham.
My life will never ever be the same.
Mit liv vil aldrig være det samme igen.
But you see, having an encounter with God doesn't guarantee anything's going to change.
Men det at have et møde med Gud, det garanterer ikke, at der er noget som helst, der forandres.
We have to walk it out. We have to live it.
Vi skal ligesom gå det ud. Vi skal leve det.
We have to literally change our lifestyle.
Vi er nødt til at ændre vores livsstil.
Well, shortly after that third trip.
Kort tid efter den her tredje tur.
That was in 2002.
Det var i 2002.
Randy Clark came to me.
Så kom Randy Clark til mig.
And he said, "Do you think you're going to continue pastoring?"
Tror du skal fortsætte med at være præst?
And I said, "Well, sure. That's what I do. That's who I am."
Det, ja, selvfølgelig, det er det jeg gør. Det er
See,
den jeg er.
I was very comfortable.
Det var jeg meget komfortabel med.
In that position.
Med at være
and
præst
I didn't wanna,
i tjeneste.
You know, I didn't even want to consider doing anything else.
Og jeg havde slet ikke lyst til at overveje at gøre noget andet.
So he just smiled.
Han smilede bare.
And he said, "Well, pray about it."
Han sagde, bed over det.
I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Jeg kunne ikke få det ud af mine tanker.
I kept thinking about
what he was saying. Jeg blev ved med at tænke over det, hvad han sagde.
And over a period of time.
Og igennem en periode.
God began to speak to my heart.
Så begyndte Gud at tale til mit hjerte.
That he had called me to the nations.
Han har kaldet mig til nationerne.
And God said 2 other things.
Og han sagde 2 andre ting.
He said, "Don't send out a monthly support letter."
Lad være med at sende månedsbrev ud, hvor du søger om hjælp.
And don't invite yourself any place.
Og lad være med at invitere dig selv nogen steder hen.
I said, "God, I can't do that."
Sagde Gud, det kan jeg ikke gøre.
Because all 5 churches were planted by sending out a monthly support letter.
Fordi alle de 5 kirker vi havde plantet, de var blevet støttet ved at vi sendte sådan nogle støttebreve ud, som folk kunne
And it worked.
Melde sig til, og det virkede.
But God said, don't do that.
Men Gud han sagde, selvom det virkede, så lad være med at gøre det.
As a pastor, I would have people call and say, I'm going to be in your area, can I come and preach?
Som præst, så var der nogen, som ringede til mig, nogle andre præster, som sagde, ja, i dit område, kan jeg komme og tale?
And the Lord spoke to me and he said, don't do that.
Og han sagde, det skal du heller ikke gøre.
And I thought, well, God, you don't know what you're talking about.
Så sagde jeg til Gud, du ved ikke, hvad du snakker om.
I was convinced that God wasn't hearing right.
Jeg var ret sikker på, at jeg hørte ikke rigtigt.
So I said, God, you're going to have to confirm this.
Så sagde jeg til Gud, du bliver nødt til at bekræfte det her.
I was in Seattle ministering at a conference with Randy.
Jeg var i tjeneste i Seattle ved en konference sammen med Randy Clark.
One of the speakers was not allowed into the United States, so they sent him back.
En af talerne fik ikke lov at komme ind i USA, så han blev sendt tilbage.
So Randy called me 2 days before the conference.
Så Randy han kaldte til mig, ringede til mig 2 dage før konferencen.
Can you come and fill in for this guy?
Kan du komme og fylde ud for den her fyr?
And I said, yeah.
Jeg sagde ja.
So nobody knew me.
Ingen kendte mig.
Nobody knew I was one of the speakers.
Ingen
now.
Vidste, at jeg var en af talerne.
The first night, a man named Dennis Balcom was speaking.
Den første aften var der en fyr, der hed Dennis Balcom, som talte.
He lives in Hong Kong.
Han lever i Hong Kong.
And he takes Bibles into China.
Og han tager bibler ind i Kina.
And they have traced back over 60 million believers in China to this one man.
Og man mener, at der er 60 millioner mennesker, som på baggrund af det arbejde, han har gjort, er blevet frelst.
I went up to him afterward.
Jeg gik op til ham bagefter.
He didn't know me from anybody.
Han kendte mig overhovedet ikke.
And I said, "Would you pray for me?"
Og jeg sagde, "Vil du bede for mig?"
And he looked at me.
Han kiggede på mig.
And he said, "Yeah."
Og sagde han, "Ja."
He laid hands on me.
Han lagde hænderne på mig.
And he said, "The call of God is on your life to the nations."
Han sagde, "Guds kald til nationerne er over dig."
You won't have to send out a support letter.
Du skal ikke sende sådan en støttebrev ud.
God will supply.
Gud han skal sørge for at der kommer
indsigt. You won't have to invite yourself any place. The invitations will come to you.
Du skal ikke selv bede om at blive inviteret. Invitationerne vil komme til dig.
I couldn't believe what he just said.
Jeg kunne ikke tro på hvad det var han sagde.
And I said, God.
Jeg sagde Gud.
I think I'm getting the message.
Jeg tror jeg forstår budskabet.
But God, would you confirm it?
Vil du gerne bekræfte det?
You know, I'm pretty slow.
Jeg er ret langsom.
2 weeks later, I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
2 uger senere, så var jeg i Harrisburg i Pennsylvania.
And I was talking to Heidi Baker.
Og jeg talte med Heidi Baker.
And she began to prophesy right from the very beginning.
Og hun begyndte at profetere lige fra begyndelsen.
The call of God is on your life to the nations.
Guds kald til nationerne er over dig.
God is going to supply. You won't have to send out a support letter.
Gud han skal nok sørge for at du behøver ikke at sende en støttebrev ud.
God will bring in the invitations to you. You won't have to invite yourself any place.
Gud han vil sørge for invitationen. Du skal ikke invitere dig selv nogen steder hen.
She said not only that, but you'll have more fruit in your ministry than you've had in 1 year than you've had in the last 20 years of pastoring.
Og hun siger, frugten af din tjeneste vil på et år overgå det, som du har haft af frugt de sidste 20 år.
And I thought, Heidi, no, that's not right.
Og sagde Heidi, nej, det kan ikke være rigtigt.
I mean, you know, the last 20 years,
de sidste 20 år,
it wasn't the best.
Det var ikke det bedste.
But it wasn't that bad.
Men så dårligt var det altså heller ikke.
That in 1 year I can have more fruit than 20 years.
På et år skulle jeg kunne få mere frugt end på 20 år.
So I thought, well, Heidi is wrong there.
Ja, så jeg tænkte, Heidi er nok forkert.
But I received the confirmation again.
Men jeg modtog bekræftelsen igen.
Actually, Heidi was wrong.
Faktisk så var Heidi forkert på.
It didn't take a year.
Det tog ikke et helt år.
It took about 6 months.
Det tog kun 6 måneder.
Because the season of life shifted for me.
Fordi ligesom tiden i mit liv skiftede.
April 2003.
April 2003
was my last Sunday as pastor.
Var min sidste søndag som præst.
It was Easter Sunday.
Det var påskesøndag.
So from that time until now, over 14 and a half years.
Og de sidste 14 og et halvt år.
I've been traveling all over the world.
Så har jeg rejst i hele verden.
By the power of God.
Med Guds kraft.
But you see, another thing I argued with God about.
En anden ting, som jeg argumenterede over for Gud med.
I said, God, I'm too old.
Sagde Gud, jeg er for gammel.
See, I was 58 years old.
Jeg var 58 år gammel på det tidspunkt.
I'm 73 years old now.
Nu er jeg 73.
I said, God, I'm too old. I can't do that.
Jeg sagde Gud, jeg er for gammel. Jeg kan ikke gøre det.
And I could hear God laughing.
Og jeg kunne høre Gud grine.
And he said, yeah, he said, Moses said, I can't speak.
Moses sagde, jeg kan ikke tale.
And Jeremiah said, I'm too young.
Og Jeremia sagde, jeg er for ung.
We all have our excuses.
Vi har alle vores undskyldninger.
To not do the will of God.
Til ikke at gøre Guds vilje.
But I know none of you here are like that.
Men jeg ved godt, at sådan er I slet ikke.
Everyone here has a desire to do the will of God.
Alle her har en længsel efter at gøre det, som Gud han ønsker.
And you will do it.
Og I gør det.
And it's never too late.
Og det er aldrig for sent.
It's never too late.
Det er aldrig for sent.
As long as you have breath in your lungs.
Så længe du har ånde i dine lunger.
You're qualified and you can do it.
Så kan du kvalificeret, og så
kan du
gøre det.
Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it.
Så lad ikke nogen fortælle dig, at du ikke kan
gøre
det.
You say, well, I'm not a professional minister.
Jeg er ikke sådan en, der er i professionel tjeneste.
No, we're not talking about professional minister.
Det er heller ikke det, vi taler om.
We're talking you right where you are.
Vi taler om dig lige der, hvor du er.
God wants to use you.
Gud ønsker at bruge dig.
You can accomplish far more than Anas or any other pastor that you know of. You can accomplish more.
Du kan opnå meget mere end nogen som helst præst du kender.
Because you have a sphere of influence that needs Jesus.
Du har en indflydelse som har brug for Jesus.
And God can use you through his power to reach out to them.
Og Gud han kan bruge dig til gennem hans kraft at nå ud til dem som
you
du møder på din vej. Du kan gøre det.
Now, you remember that vision I had of preaching to thousands
of people? Kan I huske det her syn jeg havde om at tale til tusinder?
Well, in when was it? Well, it was when I was 58 years old.
Det var da jeg var 58.
I think that was in the fall of 2002 or maybe I don't know.
Måske efter 2002
or whatever it was.
Eller tidligt 2003.
But anyway, I was in Brazil with
Randy. Jeg var i Brasilien sammen med Randy Clark.
And it's a long story leading up to what happened, but I'll just tell you what happened.
Det er en lang historie som leder frem til det som skete. Nu skal jeg bare fortælle jer hvad der skete.
I'm going to show you a video clip of that.
Jeg kommer til at vise jer et videoklip af
det. We were in a big soccer stadium, football stadium.
Vi var på en stor fodboldstadion.
And they built the platform out in the middle of the field.
Og de havde bygget en platform ude midt på banen.
And Randy told me while the worship was going on.
Og Randy sagde til mig mens lovsangen var på.
He said tonight we're going to trade off.
I aften skal vi bytte.
He said I'm going to start and then you finish.
Jeg kommer til at starte og så slutter
and
du.
I thought, oh my goodness.
Sagde,
well, what am I going to say?
Hvad skal jeg sige?
Well, God gave me a download of what to say.
Men Gud han gav mig ligesom en download af hvad der skulle siges.
We're going to show you a video clip.
Vi skal vise jer et videoklip af det her.
Now, maybe you can interpret while the guy is interpreting in Portuguese. So whatever I say, you can say.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah. Can we play that? Do you have it? Okay.
Du har brug for venskab med ham. Han elsker dig. Det er derfor, han døde på korset. Det er der, du kan modtage tilgivelse for synd. Så du kan få nyt liv. Så du kan blive fri fra de lænker, som du har af synd i dit liv. Så de her lænker, de kan blive brudt her i aften. Du kan blive sat fri. Fri til at betjene Gud med hele dit hjerte. Hvis du vil bevise din kærlighed til ham, så kalder jeg dig frem til at adlyde ham. Jeg kalder jer til omvendelse. Jeg beder jer om at komme her ind i den her cirkel. Kom frem fra hvor end du er. Og løb herned hurtigt. Jeg skal ikke længere være en ven af verden. Jeg vil være ven med Gud. Halleluja, der kommer nogen der. Pris Herren. Gud han tilgiver dit hjerte af synd. Jesus siger han, vi skal bekende vores synder. så han trofast og retfærdig og tilgiver os vores synd. Og renser os fra al uretfærdighed.
Now, that is the only part that I could get of that evening.
Det var det eneste stykke jeg kunne få af den aften.
Randy said that was the second greatest experience of his Christian life.
Randy sagde, det var den anden største oplevelse i hans kristne liv.
Now, if you look closely,
hvis du ser nøje efter,
I looked and acted like I knew what I was doing.
Så jeg ud og lød som om jeg vidste hvad jeg gjorde.
But I didn't.
Men det gjorde jeg ikke.
I had never done anything like that before.
Jeg har aldrig gjort sådan noget før.
Ever in my life.
Overhovedet i hele mit liv.
I pastored small churches.
Jeg var præst i små kirker.
All five of them.
Alle fem.
They were small churches.
Det var små kirker.
I never pastored a big church.
Jeg har aldrig været præst i en kæmpe kirke.
I had never done anything like that.
Jeg har aldrig gjort sådan noget her.
But that was more of a confirmation of the season of life that God was taking me to.
Men det var mere en bekræftelse af den tid i mit liv, hvor Gud han var på vej til at bringe mig hen.
God, deep down in your heart, has given you a purpose and a plan.
Ja, Gud har dybt ned i dit hjerte lagt et formål og en plan.
And maybe you've had a dream or a vision about what you can do.
Og måske har du haft en drøm eller en vision eller et syn om hvad du skal gøre.
But maybe it hasn't happened yet.
Måske er det ikke sket endnu.
It's not over.
Det er ikke slut endnu.
It's not over till it's over.
Det er ikke slut før det er slut.
You can do what God put in your heart to
do. Du kan gøre det som Gud han har lagt ned i dit hjerte.
You can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
And don't let anybody tell you you can't.
Og lad ikke nogen som helst fortælle dig at du ikke kan gøre det.
You can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
There's a price to pay.
Der er en pris at betale.
It's worth every bit of the price.
Det er værd hver eneste lille del af den her pris.
I've paid a big, huge price.
Jeg har betalt en meget høj pris.
But it's been more than worth it.
Men det har været mere end værd det.
It's been more than worth it.
Det har været mere end det værd.
Again, I'm not talking about the professional ministry.
Jeg har igen taler ikke om den her professionelle tjeneste.
God has called you to be salt and light where you are.
Gud han har kaldet dig til at være salt og lys hvor end du er.
That's why you're there.
Det er derfor du er der.
That's why you're where you are.
Det er derfor du er der hvor du er.
Is to have an impact on the people around you.
Det er at have en indflydelse på dem som er omkring dig.
To rise up.
Til at rejse dig op.
And take your rightful place.
Og tag din den plads som er ment for dig.
You can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
God will use you to change the hearts of lives of all around you.
Gud kan bruge dig til at forandre menneskers liv rundt omkring dig.
You can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
Right now, some of you on the inside.
Lige nu er der nogen af jer som indeni.
Your heart is pounding.
Så banker jeres hjerte.
Because it's for you.
For det er til dig.
You know, today I would see as highly successful.
I dag så vil jeg betragte noget lige så succesfuldt.
If just one person.
Hvis bare en person.
Took it and ran with it.
Tog det og løb med det.
Just one person.
Bare en person.
You can be a nation changer.
Du kan være en der forandrer nationer.
Well, I've never done anything like that.
Men det har aldrig nogensinde gjort.
I've never done anything like what I'm doing.
Jeg har aldrig gjort noget af det som jeg gør.
We go through those stages of life.
Vi går igennem forskellige stadier i vores liv.
Those seasons of life that are preparation for the next step.
Så stadier i vores liv som er forberedelser til den næste.
God has a destiny and a plan for your life.
Gud han har en bestemmelse og en plan for dit liv.
Don't let anything stop you from becoming all God created you to be.
Lad ikke nogen som helst stoppe dig fra at være det som Gud han har skabt dig til at være.
You can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
I'm through.
Så er jeg færdig.
So, I see they're putting lunch out.
De er ved at tage noget, lægge noget.
Anyway, I hope I didn't go too long.